Have you ever allowed your knee-jerk reaction to absolutely crush your child's hopes and dreams?
As parents, we want to know how to take our family to the next level.
Where our children choose into excellence.
Where poor behaviors melt away naturally.
And where our connection to each other is rich and beautiful.
We are Kent and Amy Bowler, and our purpose is to help you achieve just that.
This is where joy lives.
Welcome to Revolutionary Families.
Just the other day, I was so close to doing that. It was bad. Our son, who is 19, just the other day was saying, Dad, guess what? We can go do this thing this summer that we've been wanting to do for about 3 years now. And he said, we can do it this summer. And my knee-jerk reaction, my immediate reaction was, no, we cannot, because it is way too hot then.
It's in Vegas, the place he wants to go.
The place he wants to go is Vegas. And we live, yeah, it's the desert. It's super hot. And I'm just going, no, because it's way too hot. But the good thing was is that I caught myself. And I didn't say that. I said, oh, that is awesome. Yes, that is so good. It's so great that we can finally do that. That's awesome.
Cool.
Yeah, it was cool. And I was just thinking about it afterwards. I'm going, oh, man, I just about blew that in a big way, because this is really something that he's been looking forward to, that both of us have been looking forward to for really a long time.
Yeah, and shut down with COVID and scheduling and everything.
So. Yeah, just been shut down time and time and time again. And yeah, and so finally it's looking like we can do it.
Our youngest, who's 7, he very often when he's about to ask us something, he'll just whine and say, I know you're going to say no. I know that you're never going to let me do this. And just that idea that we want to have this culture in our home that is encouraging, accepting, and inviting. We want our kids to come to us with their great ideas and share with us what they're excited about. And if we're constantly shutting them down, then that makes them think, like our little son, oh, I know you're going to say no to this. And we try to counter that by saying, you never know, buddy, give it a shot. Let's go for it. Maybe.
It's interesting. I don't know if it's part of our family culture, another aspect of our family culture, or if it's more an aspect of human nature. But whenever anybody says something, I don't know why the knee jerk, the instant reaction is to find what's wrong with that statement so that you can prove yourself the smarter person. And we do that as parents too. And so when our kids say things, come to us with their ideas that they're excited about, the gut reaction is to squash it.
Or to find holes in their argument, or why it's not a great idea at this time, or...
Which squashes it.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So the other night, our 13-year-old daughter, she had been talking for like a week about how she wanted to make this nighttime routine chart for herself. And it's kind of been something she's a little bit dreaded, because she knew that she's not in a set routine and it's not a habit that she has, but she wants to have this habit, but she's kind of, it's been a roadblock for her. She hasn't been able to make it happen. And I'm not sure what happened this night, but she got inspired and was talking to her dad about it. She's like, we're going to do this. Let's do it tonight. Let's make this chart. And I overheard the two of them talking, Gabby and Kent talking.
And it's a little bit later.
And, it was at least 9:30.
Yeah.
It was past bedtime already. And she was getting all excited about this chart, which was such a good thing. It was really a good thing that she was excited about it.
It's a thing that we teach with our kids, yeah.
Right, and something that we know it was really good, especially that she was seeing that she needed it in her life and that she was finally excited about creating it. But I also knew that sometimes that creation process, it could take half hour, it could take an hour, you know, it could take some time, especially with this child and with her father, who loves to make awesome creative charts.
Because they're awesome and creative.
Yeah. And so I overheard, I think it was just passing by the room, I was like, guys, we're not doing that tonight. We're just about to go to bed. I mean, I didn't even celebrate with our daughter. I didn't even say, yes, that's going to be the coolest thing when you make that chart or any of that. I just shut it down. I brought in my dictatorial parent hammer and no. And in that case, you know, looking back in hindsight, this amazing thing that she wanted to do. And first of all, maybe I should have just been like, you know, we've been wanting her to work on this for several weeks. Now she's finally excited about it. It's 9:30. She's not going to finish till 10:30.
It's okay.
Whatever. I mean, that's not as important as she got this inspiration to do something great. That's been a struggle for her. But maybe it really was that we knew she was tired and that she really needed to sleep, or we needed to sleep, and that it needed to be a no for that night. But the way we go about it, it makes such a difference. Not just the words we're using, but our tone and our body language. And it's about being present with our kids and being excited with them in what they're excited about. And I could have said, ah, yes, Gabby, I'm so excited for you. Your chart is going to rock it. And you are going to be so amazing. And when you get yourself in order in the nighttime and you start checking off these things, you're going to feel so powerful. It's going to make a huge difference in your life. And I'm so excited for you. And when do you think we can do it? Or can we start, can we do like a 5-minute brainstorm right now? Like, let's do it. Let's like, tell me all your ideas and we'll write those down and then we'll make the big chart tomorrow. And no, so many ways that it could have gone so much better than no.
Yeah. That, again, that's just our natural reaction. And so one of our sons, so we've got several sons and they are like me in that they like to drive. And they like to drive fast. Maybe it's just a guy thing. I don't know. Maybe it's just a bowler guy thing. But we've got that need for speed. So one of our boys was having this big birthday bash a while back. And he had gone with a friend to this place where they have the really nice go-karts.
I've never done this. But I can imagine.
Right. So these are the go-karts that go really fast.
Don't all go-karts go fast?
There's a difference.
I know the ones in Disneyland go really slow.
Those go, yeah.
You try to go, they're like walking speed.
Right, so there's your normal go-kart, and then there's your sweet go-kart.
Okay.
And so this place had both kinds of go-karts, so they had you warm up on the slower ones, but then you could do the super fast ones. And they flew. They are really fast. And so for his birthday, he and his friend just did a ton of these races in the really nice go-karts. And they were just having a ball, loving it.
And he came back and told us that he even got ranked.
Yeah.
On the last time.
Yeah.
For right. The week.
Right. So this is a big go-kart place. It's at a big attraction place. And so there's hundreds of people going through there every day. And yeah, he got ranked in the top 10 for the last week, for the prior week. And he came back and showed us the printout, you know, here's me. Number 8, it was good. He was fast.
And he didn't die. I'm glad about that part.
He didn't die. He did spin out several times.
Oh, I didn't hear that part.
He told me that part. Right. And then what was your reaction to it?
Oh, well, you know, my initial reaction is I don't really care about go-karts. I mean, I think we all have times when our kids tell us about things that they're super pumped about and we have no connection with. I don't have any, I really don't even like to go fast in a car. I don't like race cars. I don't like going, driving or riding fast in cars. I don't care about car race. I mean, like, I just had no interest. But he was so excited. And instead of doing my normal, like, oh, all right, glad you had fun with your little game, instead of making light of it, I was like, that's really cool. I wonder, you know, have you ever thought about what it would be to be like an actual race car driver and looked into that as an actual sport? You know, what does it take to get into that or even a profession? What's that process? And just kind of went there with him, which we've never talked about that with him before. And he just kind of like started entertaining the idea and just, oh, yeah, I really should. And, you know, he's an older teenager. And so that's where, you know, he got to then decide how much he was going to follow through with that. But one of those times when, as a parent, I validated him, his ideas, I listened, I cared, and listened enough to see, like, that's a legitimate thing. I mean, there are people who make a living as race car drivers. That's a real thing. And not just be like, the odds of becoming a race car driver or an NFL football player or a star basketball player are so slim, don't even think about it. Or a Broadway singer. You know, all these things, just dream with them. Just play and believe in them.
We actually have a neighbor who is like a year older than him.
Yeah.
And he is a top 10 pro drag racer in the nation.
That's cool.
It's cool.
That's really cool. Yeah. So instead of shutting down our kids, we want to create this culture because, you know, if they can't talk to us
about the good things, the happy things, the things they're excited about, the things that are lighting them up, then they're never going to talk to us about the things that are discouraging them or that they're struggling with or that are challenging them.
Yeah.
It won't happen if we can't have a conversation about the things that they are excited about.
Yeah, or about those times when they make mistakes, when they fall, when they're ashamed of how they acted or what they did. We need to have that kind of culture in our home where they do come to us and they know that we love them no matter what, whatever crazy idea it is or whatever happened, that we're there. And that's the kind of family we have. That's the kind of parents we are, that we're their advocate. And that doesn't mean no matter what they do, we're like, you're the best. No, we are parents and there are boundaries, but we're there to say, that's cool. Tell me more about it. I've never heard of that. I did not even know there were super fast race car go-karts. I thought there was just one kind. Listening.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So when we have those opportunities for these great conversations, these great connections with our children, a lot of times when that comes up, our brain starts thinking about the 1,000 different reasons why that's stupid or that's silly or why right now is not a good time.
Yeah. Not realistic, not financially feasible. So many things, so many objections.
Right. And so the message that we want to get across today is that it's okay to listen to their ideas. We can listen to those ideas without committing to anything.
Yeah. We can even be excited about it. Being excited about the idea doesn't mean we're saying,
yes,
drop everything and go for the NFL. We're just listening. We're just having a conversation. And I think about how that teaches them to listen to other people's ideas. And even for me, I have to suspend judgment in my mind and take away like all those objections that I want to give and be like, well, that doesn't really make sense. And what about this? And what about this? You know, at the beginning, let's just like go for it. Let's just brainstorm. Let's just think about how cool that would be. I think about early on in our marriage, and you wanted this Acura NSX. I still remember the name of the car, even though I'm not really a good.
That's big for you.
It's big. It's big. That had a big impression on me because you were talking about it. And you really wanted this Acura NSX. And I remember the first time I looked it up and saw how much they cost, I was like, oh my goodness. I'm sure in my mind and to you, I was like, ah, that's crazy expensive. We're never going to buy that car.
They cost more now.
I'm sure they do. Everything does. But this idea, then I learned from a mentor that instead of squashing my husband's dream, let's go for it. Let's just, what would that be like to actually go down to the dealership and buy that car? What would it be like to sit in that car and just to test drive it? Or how about if we like actually brought that home? What would that be like? And to be on his side, to be on his team, rooting for him, getting that instead of, terrible idea, we're never going to talk about this again. Don't mention that car. That's just awful. No, we can be on the same side about that. Now, you know, when it comes down to budgeting time and the reality, yeah, we're going to look at the numbers and see what's feasible and talk about it then, that reality. Same thing with our child, as they're looking at actual career paths and what they're going to do with their time and where they're going to spend their energy and how we're going to support them. Then we get into the reality and the nitty gritty. But, you know, at the beginning, when they have that idea, they're just telling us something cool that happened in their day or an idea brainstorm they have, then it's a different thing. And it's a different, if we can react with more interest and excitement and tell me more about that, that is going to be the better environment in our home.
So good. Awesome. So our invitation for you today is, the next time your child comes up to you going on and on about some crazy cool, some crazy fun, some crazy, crazy, just, you know, some wild and fantastic idea straight out of La La Land, just listen.
Yep.
Just Just pause and listen.
It could even be something that's just kind of boring. Yeah, we just listen. And then the second thing is to consider an enthusiastic phrase that you can use to communicate your genuine interest in them and their idea. And think about that ahead of time. And maybe it's a similar thing that you say, like, wow, that sounds amazing. Tell me about it. Or whatever fits with you. And just be ready with that and be encouraging.
Yeah, then be genuine in that moment. Be interested and hear what they have to say.
Yeah, it will make a huge difference in your home and your communication and your relationship with your child.
We love who you are. We honor the work, the great work that you do as parents each and every day to love your children and to help them become the best people they can become.
Don't forget to check out revolutionaryfamilies.com. We have an awesome PDF download for you there that gives you our number one parenting secret and 3 steps to get to that reality in your home.
And always remember to trust that God trusts you.